And welcome back, Viking fans, to Martin Stadium. This is the Lounge High Halftime Show, brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. Whatever life has in store for you, they've got you covered. Here at Martin Stadium, the Vikings lead the Blue Devils 21-17. It has been a battle back and forth from the very first play. Tiff County, four plays. Get a touchdown. Lounge comes back, one play, get a touchdown. And it's been back and forth like that. Then we had some stops both sides on defense. We were able to get we gave up a field goal to Tiff County, and we blocked one. That's where we are, 21-17. Joining me on the halftime show is Lawrence, Larry. How you doing, Lawrence?
Bob.
Chuck Lawrence on my left and Taylor Stubbs on my right. Welcome, guys.
How's it going, Bill?
Good. We've been off a week, of course, during that off week after the Ware County game. And you're wondering if you're working out a few bugs, but all of a sudden, boom, we just come out, start playing well. But defensively, we've got to do something about this high-powered offense for Tiff County.
You're exactly right. We're giving up too many big plays when it's not necessary. Or on big plays, they'll have third and long, and we'll give up a 50-yard pass or something like that. And it's just hurting us. But in all, our offense is a high power right now. They're doing the same thing Shipton's doing, and right now we have the lead 21-17.
Chuck, one of the things I've seen is penalties, and that seems to be hurting us still.
They're killing us. And, you know, I can't remember if it's West or one of them brought the point up, but it seems like all the flags are coming from the same side of the field, and there's been a couple of them that were not necessarily questionable, but they need to be called on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think Marty made the comment that we got called for a pass interference. The same thing really happened against the Blue Devils, but the call was not there.
Yeah, I wish they'd move that line judge from that side of the field to this side of the field.
Yeah, maybe so. But the Vikings will get the ball to start the third quarter. That was what happened at against Ware. Came out, we were able to move ourselves down the field. The defense seemed to have changed, too. Now, you were at the coach's show Tuesday night, Chuck, and we heard Coach McPherson say he really didn't make adjustments as much as he just challenged the defense.
Yeah, he put a challenge to them to man up, basically. Just, you know, we got to put the hammer down and stop them. You know, do a little better job. And like they kind of did in the second half of the Ware game.
Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do. Taylor, you've been following the stats here tonight. They're pretty even, aren't they?
They're almost exact same first downs-wise. Both teams have 11 first downs. Rushes, Tipton has 13 rushes for 54 yards. Misses where Lowndes has stepped out. Lowndes has 15 rushes for 116 yards. Passing yards, Tipton is 11 for 20 with 216 passing yards, while Lowndes is 9 for 12, and we have 206 passing yards.
Yeah, so again, very, very similar in total yards as well. I mean, it's one of these things. Both teams playing really well. As we said, we thought Tift would have more passing yards. Lowndes is going to be balanced, and that seems to be what they've done. And I said to start out the game in the countdown to kickoff, I thought whichever team could be balanced could win the game. Now, obviously, Lowndes is ahead right now by 4 points because of the balance. I did want to stop for just a second as I look over on the board here. Mr. Billy Martin, who was a long time, who really founded the Lounge High Georgia Bridgeman, passed away a week ago, or almost 2 weeks ago now, very kind of unexpectedly, and the band is going to pay tribute to him tonight. I got to meet Billy Martin one time and got to know him as a person. Really, really neat guy. He loves music, loved the band. After he retired from Lowndes, he went over to Lanier County, helped regenerate their band before he went into full retirement. So hats off to the family of Billy Martin, and he will be sorely missed, and I know the band is going to pay tribute here tonight to him in front of the fans here at Martin Stadium. Getting back to the game, though, what's going on in the first quarter, it's been Tisdale with about 50 yards on the ground, Barrett 50 yards on the ground, J.D. Lee's got 12, Xavier Jenkins on a jet sweep with 4, and that's been how the rushing yards has gone. And we'll take a break here on the halftime show brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. When we come back, we'll talk about the passing yards. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Report. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. We are still at halftime as the Vikings lead the Blue Devils 21-17. Vikings will get the ball to start the second half and hopefully be able to put a little spread between us and the Blue Devils, because it's been back and forth. We talked about the rushing yards. Lowndes, of course, leading in rushing. Tiff County leading in passing. What do we got over there as far as players, Taylor?
Passing-wise, Tavon Kyle has one reception for 80 yards. That's a long. I'll take that back.
Tavon Kyle.
Marcus Gary, number 48, also had a 82-yard touchdown.
That's right, and a touchdown.
Those are our two big passes tonight. Tyson Harris has three receptions for 38 yards, along with Xavier Jenkins has three receptions. And also
Marcus Brownrigg, yeah, had one catch for six. Tiff County, one of the things that we were talking about is Rashad Bateman. He's been their number one guy, but not really, and I didn't think he would be play as big in tonight, and he hasn't. Cameron Cobb is their leading receiver, four catches, 93 yards. Fred Lloyd, their big wide receiver, one catch for 48 yards. The one touchdown was Cameron Cobb as well in the air. Then you throw in Brant Watson, two catches, 38 yards. Rashad Bateman does have two catches for 29 yards. That's how they look in the air. They seem to have, they're really going to rely on the pass. We're going to try and balance the field, and I think if we continue to do that, that's going to make the difference, and hopefully we come out on the positive side of this. Chuck?
I was just going to say, I would really like them on a first down, midfield, something like, let's go over the top. Let's take a shot down the field on first down, and maybe even throw in a couple blitzes on first down while Tiff's got the ball. Mix it up a little bit. But really like to see them go over the top, down the field, Xavier, Kyle, something. Get them off, maybe catch them off.
Kind of get them out of that rhythm.
Yeah.
Griffin Collier, their quarterback, has played phenomenally tonight. We've been close to getting him, and when we do, he finds his hot receiver. He keeps his eyes down the field. He does a great job, and he's done a great job tonight. When we look like we're about to get him, he hits somebody across the middle where it opens up when the blitz comes. So we've got to play smart football, but I'm like you. I'd like to see us get there and get after the quarterback.
And I do want to say something before we end halftime.
Yep.
Number 12, Fred Stewart, has had a game tonight. He's blocked a field goal.
Yep.
He's also had many tackles tonight. He's a big key player that we need to watch in the second half.
Broke up a couple passes, too, I think.
Yes, he has.
Broke up a couple passes on third down. You're exactly right. And it's just something. Our defense, they've stepped up in the red zone. I mean, we've talked about, I believe, that's two missed opportunities they've had in the red zone. Also, we got to give credit to number 44, Tommy Owens, and Devon Holmes, how making the stop right there. It was third and one on our 1 yard line, third and goal. I'm sorry, and there was one guy to beat, and it was Tommy Owens, and he stopped it.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you guys for joining us here on the Lowndes Halftime Show, brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. Whatever life has in store for you, they've got you covered. It is time to start the third quarter, and we're going to turn all the action back over to the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, along with a color in, what's your name again? Taylor Biddle. That's who's doing that. Taylor Biddle's going to be on the air with us, and we'll bring you all the third quarter action here. Vikings get the ball to start the game. We'll be turning it over to them right now.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Vikings are set to receive the ball. They will be coming out on that north end zone. Send back Xavier Jenkins and Tyson Harris are deep. Vikings, again, if you just are joining us, into the first half with a 21-17 lead. Wes is back in action, ready to go now. I've already set him up, Wes. We got a kickoff here. Blue Devils set it down on the 40.
The least important thing in life is the score at halftime. The most important possessions of any football game, your first in the third quarter, your opponent's first in the third quarter. We know what happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we came out hot, didn't we? We'd love to see that again here tonight.
Absolutely. Romero is set to kick off. Xavier Jenkins, Tyson Harris back deep. Puts that foot into it. High, high kick with the wind. It'll sail into the end zone. Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20.
Yeah, we got to come out and get an answer, really, for the Tipton offense. And we're not able to put pressure on Collier like I thought we were going to be able to tonight. We saw we've gone to a four-man front at times, Wes, and we've gotten beat a little bit in our secondary.
We have. But then again, we beat them a couple of times
That's
in the
right.
secondary.
That's right.
Barrett brings J.D. Lee out on the field with him. Two receivers to the near side. Jenkins to the far side. In-man coverage. Tip in a four-man front. They give it. Nope. Barrett keep. They give it to J.D. Lee, and he's off to the races across the 30. The 35 cuts back to the inside of the field. At the 40, all the way out to the 44-yard line.
J.D. Lee on the read option. Barrett stuck it in his gut. The little man turned them big old legs. We're going up tempo here, West. Ball is set down at the 44-yard line. First down, Vikings.
24 yards on the carry. Just underway here in the third quarter. 11:46 to go. Barrett in the shotgun. Ball on the far side of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Again, read option. Throws across the middle to Devon Kyle. Just a little high.
Yeah, threw it for Xavier, our tallest guy out there. Just above his reach. One of that RPO read pass option. We decided to pull it out of the gut and throw for Jenkins just out of the fingertips, that big young man.
Stops the clock with 11:37 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 21-17. It'll be second and 10. Ball on the far side of the field. Two receivers near side. Xavier Jenkins to the far side. J.D. Lee just to the right of Michael Barrett, the Vikings quarterback. Tipped in a four-man front. Show blitz off the corner. Quarterback option. Barrett keeps running away from the blitz. He's across the 45, the 50, into Blue Devil territory, down to the 47. They're going to mark him at the 47-yard line. It'll be about a yard short of a first down.
Yeah, quarterback draw the whole time. That young man churning them big legs. He was our leading rusher on the season. Got us across into Blue Devil territory. It is going to be short of the first down. I like third and one, though, Wes.
Third down. Third and one. The ball at their 47. Barrett looks to the sidelines, had a play call. Now they change it. Play clock at 25. Tied into our side of the field. Barrett calls for the football. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale will get hit in the backfield. We're going to lose 2 yards. It'll be fourth and three, and we're going to punt.
Yeah, handed off. Tisdale, initial contact, was behind the line of scrimmage, and that young man's doing good tonight, bouncing it outside, not able to do that. Brought down for about a 2-yard loss on the play. Vikings are going to be forced to punt.
Tyson Shaw will punt, and back deep for the Blue Devils is number 12, Cameron Cobb, standing about the Blue Devil 10-yard line. Shaw, low snap, gets rid of it. Nice high kick. Hits, bounces, and we'll down it at the 24.
Yeah, the snap was low the whole time. Shaw had to put his knee down, picked it up before he got it. Good thing it would have been down right there. Kind of had to hurry that kick, and we weren't able to flip the field like we thought we were going to be able to, but still puts it back to the 24-yard line of the Tift County Blue Devils.
Well, you've got to stop this Blue Devil offense, and we need to stop them right here on this first drive.
Yeah, we don't want them to come out with the momentum dictating their offense to us. We want to dictate our defense to them, and that's exactly what we're hoping to do here.
Here comes Griffin Collier with Brenton Jones. Two receivers far side, two near side. We're in that four-man front. Collier slaps his hands. They throw the ball, looks, pumps, throws out in the flat, and ball bounced around. It was intended for number 13. It was up in the air, but we got our hand on it. And then knocked it out of bounds, so it's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, third down, number 13, trying to get in the little zone between the safety and the cornerback. Threw it a little low, ball bounced up. We almost had a chance to intercept it there, but it's going to be an incomplete pass, second down.
Stops the clock with 9:57 to go here in the third period. Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Vikings again, a four-man front. Collier puts the running back to his left. Ball is on the near hash mark as Tiff is going from right to left on your radio dial. Quarterback read. He keeps it, turns, tries to get to the corner. We pull him down as he crosses the 25. He'll get maybe 2 yards on the carry if that. We're looking at a third and long, about a third and eight for the Blue Devils here early in the third quarter.
Yeah, quarterback read there. He decided to keep it, running it with that left hand, kind of like Michael Vick. Stopped almost at the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up third down and nine.
Third and nine. Ball on the near hash mark. Tip right to left on your radio dial as Collier sends two to the far side, two to the near side. We're in a 4-3 man front. Showing blitz up the middle. There we come. Collier looking. We hit him and he's going down. We hit him and he's going down.
Tommy Owens on the jailhouse blitz right in the A gap. Running back was not able to pick up that blitz. Huge, huge loss on the play. Going to force a Tift County punt. Ball on the 15-yard line. We'll get you the yardage on that loss in just 1 second.
They're marking it back. Lost 10 yards on the play. It'll be 4th and 20. We send Tyson Harris and Taban Kyle back deep. Tyson Harris on our near side, standing about our 45. Tift set to punt. Ingram, the Tift punter, standing back at the two. We've gotten close a couple of times.
High snap over his head into the end zone. And he runs it out of the end zone for a safety.
Yeah, high snap. That punter got his hands on it. When he caught it, he was about, 4 yards deep. We had the pressure. Smart move by the kid, just running out the back of the end zone. That's exactly what he did. We'll take the 2 points that could come in handy, Wes.
He looked like he was going to throw it at first. I'm thinking, buddy, stand right there to let us knock that ball loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he took it out of the back of the end zone.
So, like we said a minute ago, special teams is huge in ball games like this. Special teams blundered right there. We had a block kick and a safety on a punt there. We're going to get a kick here, too, to receive.
Yep, this makes it 23-17, and they will get a free kick from, they'll get a kick it from the 20.
No drive recap on that one.
Bill Osborne, who has went from being color man to a producer, does a good job producing too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's pointing, telling us what to do up here.
Yeah, and sometimes I got to turn my mic on because I just can't. In a game like this, this is so much action going on, and the Vikings come out. That may be the momentum turner tonight, right there on that that high snap and the safety. We go up 23-17. We get the ball again. Let's see what we can do with it, guys.
Now, they're going to have the option to punt or to kick off here. We send back a regular kickoff return team.
And that's Tyson Harris back deep along with Xavier Jenkins. Up, guys, Travis Tisdale and J.D. Lee. And they will kick it from the tee. They had the option of punting or kicking, and they will use the tee and kick off.
And they kicked it pretty close to the end zone most all night tonight, so I like the call. They're missing somebody out on the field. A little confusion on the Tift County kickoff team.
Now they're going to set it down. And 8:14 to go in the third period. Vikings now up by 6 in this very, very important region football game, the first region game for both teams, because the winner, as we were talking to our superintendent, Mr. Taylor, earlier, the winner is guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're just looking for a dance ticket at this point, this early, and then worry about the next two ball games later. But this one's the game in hand. We got to put some more points on the board right here.
We sure do. Ramirez set to kick off. Nice high kick. Harris takes it at the 18. He's across the 20, the 25, the 30. Cuts one way, gets a good block, trips up, open field tackle. It trips him up at the 38-yard line.
I want to go down to Marty real quick. There's a lot of excitement down on that sideline. The crowd kind of came into it there. Marty, what's the emotion like coming out of the field house, Marty?
Guys got a very eerie, similar feel to Ware County a few weeks ago. The defense came out very fired up just then. Even our crowd, we got them in the third down and long situation. Our crowd got into it. Coaches were calling for the screen, to watch the screen, but we got pressure. That was the first time of the night we actually gave able to get to Griffin Collier. And that's something Coach McPherson said in our pregame questions with him, that we got to get pressure on Collier. But great job by our defense. Now let's go put some points on the board.
Marty, thank you for that equipment. Parts supply, sideline update. Man in motion towards us. Play action. Looks downfield. Got Xavier Jenkins up and makes the catch. Still on his feet. Off to the races. Touch.
touchdown, Vikings, Xavier Jenkins.
Xavier Jenkins on a post. Michael Barrett giving the time to throw it. He did a great job running that ball after the catch. Broke a tackle. Had a guy right in his hip pocket, but that young man went up, caught the ball up high. What we want him to do all year, outran the defender.
63-yard touchdown pass from Michael Barrett and Xavier Jenkins. The Vikings.
Going for two, guys.
I like the call.
Two will put us up by 14.
And so we're having to switch guys in and out who thought we were going to kick. We're running our regular offense back onto the field. It's going to be an untimed down, but the play clock is running. Coach Mack giving the play to Michael Barrett. We're huddling up.
Jeffrey Davis, number 10, checks in for our Vikings.
Eight on the play clock.
Seven, six. Barrett quickly up to the line of scrimmage. We're in a straight T. We give it to Harris over the left side into the end. No, did he make it?
Yes.
He make a touchdown, an extra point, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, 2-point conversion was good. We came out, and what you said, the straight T, three running backs, gave it to one of them, ran it in for a 2-point conversion. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 31-17. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium, we'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the drive recap. And that fantastic 2-point conversion. Taylor to straight T. I won't say how old I am, but I hadn't seen that since I played football in junior high school.
They ran up three running backs straight across. Jeff Davis came in as one of them, handed it off to Tyson, and had two lead blockers there. Caught Tip County off guard, I believe. 2-point conversion is good. Vikings jump out to a 31-17 lead.
Back then, that little play we used to call that. We used to call that play the 33 power. High, high kick. Tip takes it at the 6. They're across the 10. The 15. Start this way. We wrap him up. And he will not make it. He'll make it to the 14-yard line, and that's it. And he's down.
Yeah, the running back for Tip County went down hard. He's still down. Fred Stewart in on the stop. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the page cheating and air drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was one play. Michael Barrett passed Xavier Jenkins for a 63-yard Viking touchdown. Tyson Harris ran in the 2-point conversion to make it 31-17 Lions with 7:49 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that page hitting air drive recap. We got an injured Tiff County Blue Devil on the field. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Number 12. Back at the CBC Bank press box, high above Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 31-17, 7:49 to go third period. Here comes Tipped. Two receivers far side, two near side. Collier gives it to Brenton Jones. Trying to get outside. We string him out. He makes the corner and gets a yard, and that's just about it.
Man, we came with a lot of pressure. He was stringing it out. We had a host of Vikings there to make the stop. They're going to pick up about one on the play. That's exactly what they mark it down. Good pursuit there by the Viking defense.
That'll stop the clock with 7:41 to go, second and 9, just across the 15-yard line. Ball on the far sidelines, on the far side of the field.
That injured Blue Devil was number 12, Cameron Cobb. That young man's been making some impacts for the Blue Devil tonight. Keep an eye on that young man.
Blue Devil's going from right to left on your radio dial. We go back to a three-man front. Collier slaps his hands, gives the ball. Gives it to Brenton Jones on the read option, and this time he gets absolutely nowhere. Our defense is as different as night and day right now.
Yeah, it came out, they were gashing us in the second quarter with that same play. We came out on a mission to stop that, and we were able to do it. Third down and 7 for the Viking defense here. Ball is on the 17-yard line, tip 17-yard line, that is.
It'll be third and 7. Big stop here for our Vikings. Let's go, fellas. Collier for Tip. Calls for the ball. Drops straight back. Looks. Goes way downfield. And the receiver makes a catch. Turns. He'll have the first down all the way out to the 33-yard line. And that was number 13 on the catch for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Griffin Collier showing his arm strength there. Had a guy about beat us short of the safety, though. Able to pick up the first down. Big first down. We'll get you the yardage here in just 1 second.
All the way out to the 33-yard line. 6:48 to go here in the third quarter, leading 31-17. That was a 16-yard pass play. They now send trips to the far side of the field. Single receiver near side. We show him blitz off the corner. They pick it up. He starts to run. He turns. He slides down at the 35 after picking up 2 yards. And that was smart on his part because if he'd have tried to stay upright, he'd have gotten laid out.
Yeah. Jeff Davis for the Vikings at linebacker was bringing the pressure. Griffin Collier stepped up in the pocket and took a sliding knee there. 1 yard gain on the play, second and 9 for the Blue Devils.
Ball up to the 34-yard line. Oh, it's on the near hash mark as Tiff goes from right to left on your radio dial. We've hit the 6-minute mark here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 31-17. Two receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. Back to a 4-man front defensively for our Vikings. Collier asks for the ball, gives it to Brenton Jones. Brenton Jones gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he'll get. It'll be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, handed off to that young man off the right side. He's slow to get up. Viking defense, that front, those front guys are making their presence known on the running game for Tipton so far in this third quarter.
Last time we had them in a long like this, they got us a little flat pass out here in the flats. Let's see what they do now. They're bringing in Big Tall, receiver number 18, and put him in the slot. They've got number 1 on the far side. Those guys look like they're 6'9 apiece out there. Play clock down to 8. Collier looks at that 4-man front. Is it 3, 2, 1? He gets it off. Nope, they didn't either. The official threw the flags. So we'll back him up 5 yards. I thought it was in time, but
yeah, that's the beauty of having that play clock on the field. Everybody can see it, including that back judge doesn't have to be looking at his wrist. And the ball was snapped, but there was no time on the clock, so we're going to back him up 5. Brings up 3rd and long.
So instead of 3rd and 9, how about 3rd and 14? Wind the clock. We're inside 5 minutes to go here in the third period. This crowd is coming to their feet, cheering these Vikings on. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Now there's timeout, and we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 31-17. 4:49 to go here in the third period. It will be 3rd and 14. The ball back on the 29 of the Blue Devils. So far, the first half of this third quarter has been all Viking football. Collier for the Blue Devils in the shotgun. He's got trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. He keeps Brenton Jones in the backfield with him. Waiting on the snap, looking at a 3-man front. A man in motion towards us, takes a snap, looks downfield, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 13, turns, hit immediately, and goes down at the 36. They'll pick up about 6-7 yards on that, so it'll be 4th down, and 4th and about 8, and I think they're going to punt.
Yeah, going to be forced to punt here. The reception was made, but it was short of the sticks. In that situation, Wes, you've got to have field awareness and know where the sticks are. It caught well short of the first down, so it's going to be 4th down. Vikings send Tavon Kyle back to receive the punt. Looks like Ingram in for the Blue Devils to punt it away.
And Ingram standing at his 23. Tavon Kyle standing back at our 30. Ingram will have the wind at his back. There's a snap. It's low. He picks it up. He gets it away. Tavon Kyle lets it hit and bounce out of bounds about the 30-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 with 3:52 to go here in the third period.
Yeah, they're having snapping issues punting the ball tonight. And, the punt was able to get away, but we were really close to blocking that there, Wes.
Our Vikings have looked good so far here in the third period. Barrett will bring Travis Tisdale, the sophomore, with him. He's going to send 2 receivers to the far side, Jenkins in man coverage on the near side. Tisdale just to the left of Michael Barrett as they stand at the 25, looking at a 4-man front from Tift. There's a snap. Barrett on the quarterback keeper around the left side, squares up. Turge comes back against the grain, still on his feet across the 40, the 45, into Blue Devil territory at the 50, down to the 45. They go for his knees and run him out of bounds at the Blue Devil 42-yard line.
Read option there again by the quarterback. He had enough room on the far side. You could drive a semi sideways through it. churning those big legs will get you their yardage on that play for the Vikings, but it's in the Tipton territory.
28 yards.
28 yards, that's right.
I was able to count them while y'all were doing that.
Set it down on the 42 of the Blue Devils.
That's on the amount of ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Barrett with two receivers to the far side. Calls for the football. Again, a quarterback keeper up the middle. Cuts outside, still on his feet as he crosses the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Or 39, rather. Give him 3 yards on the carry. The second and seven as we approach the three-minute mark here in the third period. Those big Sons of Thunder have been doing a good job all night long opening holes for our Vikings. Devon Kyle, Tyson Harris to the far side, Jenkins to the near side, Tisdale just to the right of Michael Barrett, our Viking quarterback, tied into the visitor side of the field. They show blitz off the corner. We pick it up. Again, Barrett keeps it. The quarterback keeper runs into that number three gap on the far side, and he'll get down to around the 36-yard line, where it's going to be third and about four. We've got to get down around the 32-yard line for a first down.
Three consecutive plays there by Michael Barrett rushing the ball, and we've been able to get a manageable third down.
Tips. Almost in a five-man front. Now they back a safety back up off the line. Barrett drops back, looks, throws. The ball is batted down to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Michael Barrett kind of throwing off his right foot. He was trying to hit the little out route to Tyson Harris. Defensive lineman for Tiff was able to get his hand up. We're kind of in one of those no-man lands again here for the punt.
You're at the ball as fourth and four from the 36-yard line. And we will go for it. Barrett talking to the Sons of Thunder. We need four. They're in a four-man front. Calls for it. Looks. There they come. Starts to run. Throws downfield. Got a man open. It's Tisdale. Makes the catch at the three-yard line.
Michael Barrett threw that one-legged on his back leg across his body. Huge pitch and catch there. Tisdale, good job bringing it in. Ball's placed down the one-yard line. Huge fourth down play.
Tisdale makes the catch at the three. They tackle him at the one, first and goal.
We bring Michael Barrett over to the sideline to get that play. We might be running that same tee that you said, Wes, because we do bring in Jeff Davis, defender. I think we're going to see it again.
And that is a pretty, you got your quarterback, he's under center. Fullback's right behind him with the halfbacks on either side. That was 35-yard pass play to get us to first and goal at the one, and there it is. There's the tee. You can run a lot of power off of that. There's a snap again to Harris over the left side behind those big into the end zone. That's all I can say is they ran that power. The two lead blockers go in and clear the path, and he scores.
Tyson Harris on the right of that tee. Jeff Davis in the middle. Will Tolbert on the left. Two big guys that like to get make contact. Good lead blockers. Tyson Harris turning those legs in for a one-yard touchdown run.
Dagan Anderson up over the football. Chris Foster to hold. Colton Broom to attempt the extra point. Extra point, this will make it 38-17. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And we'll take a 30-second break back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box. Vikings jump out to a 37-17 lead with a minute 47 to go here in the third period. And we'll go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after Eric Paulo's kick.
Marty said just a minute ago that kind of had a Ware County feel. We've got a bunch of points in the third quarter unanswered so far by the Blue Devils. We've made some good halftime adjustments thus far. We've got to keep the pedal to the metal, though.
Waiting on Paulo's kick. Approaches that football, puts it into it, high end over end kick, into the end zone for a touchback. Tip will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence.
All right, Wes, that drive was six plays, went 70 yards. Tyson Harris ran it one yard for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point to make it 38-17. Lounge with 1:47 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. A minute 47 to go here in the third period, and here come the Blue Devils.
We've found a way to get pressure on Griffin Collier. That's what we were calling for all first half. and we'll see what we do here. I'm sure we're going to keep the pressure going.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Collier in a shotgun. Vikings lead by 21. Here's a snap. Gives it to Brenton Jones. And I don't know where that guy came from, but he jumped off that longboat and just went and massacred himself a running back.
Yeah, guys, just before this drive, Devon Holmes came to me and said that, their linemen were getting tired and they've been rocking, and the coaches have been complaining about them rocking backwards, and he said because they're tired. I've got this, guys. We're going to do good. Just before that play, and then first play, he steps out and gets a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Great job there by the senior, Devon Holmes, one of our impact players for tonight's game.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. Taylor?
Yeah, I was going to say Devon Holmes on the tackle really wreaking havoc in that backfield.
Second and 12, the ball back to the 18. Collier asks for the football. Looks, throws out. Catch made and hit immediately and driven backwards. Anthony Carter on the far side. There's a flag come in now.
We're going to get unsportsmanlike. Anthony Carter brought the big lick on number one for them, Fred Boyd, but he kind of got up staring at him, and I think that's going to be a personal foul against the Vikings. We'll wait for the call, though.
Dead ball, personal foul against the Vikings. And once again, that flag comes from the far side of the field.
Yeah, the flags have been coming in and out over there all night tonight. Just to give you a little idea, Vikings have been penalized now 65 yards compared to Tiff County's 20 yards.
That'll be a first down all the way out to the 37-yard line.
You can't make it that easy on the official to call it, though. You make a big tackle, get up, go back to our side of the field, play another down. Stuff like this is what keeps drives alive. You had them on the ropes there after two big stops, and we give them a first down because of a penalty.
Collier calls for the football. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the third. We show blitz. We back out. There we come. He looks. We got a hand on him. He throws across the middle. Ball's tipped and knocked around. That was number 12 who had his hand on it.
It was also intended for number 12, too. Cobb, who went out injured earlier in the third quarter. Fred Stewart there got his hand up. Batted that ball away. It bounced up like we might be able to intercept it.
I was hoping there for a second. Stops the clock with 37.4 seconds to go here in the third period. It'll be second and 10. The ball out at the Tift 37-yard line. Four-man front for our Vikings. Collier drops back. There we come. Little screen pass. He gets by one man, two. Off to the races down the sidelines. We've got a bead on him, and we'll run him out of bounds, but not before he gets somewhere down around the 25, 26-yard line.
Yeah, when you know the pressure's coming, what we've been doing, they set up the tunnel screen on the far side, and all you really need is one block, maybe two, to break it wide open, and that's exactly what they do, get it into Viking territory down to the 26-yard line.
26.7 seconds to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 38-17. 37-yard pass play there. Collier asks for the football. Ball's on the far hash mark. His tip is going from right to left on your radio dial. Turns. Again, a little screen out there, and he drops it. It was a forward pass. The referee kind of looked whenever we picked it up. When Talbert picked it up and took off to the end zone, like, hey, maybe I need to go, but the side judge over here signaled incomplete pass, and it was. Stops the clock. 22.7 seconds to go. It will now be second and 10. Tiff quarterback brings two receivers to our side. Now three to our side of the field. Single receiver to the far side. We're in a four-man front. Linebackers show blitz. Now they back out of it. We move over just to cover the wide side of the field. They give it to Preston Jones up the middle. He finds a hole for a second, but it closes quickly as it gets down to the 24-yard line.
Jones there off the right side was not able to get much on the play. Going to be a long third down for the Blue Devils.
And it'll be when we come back, because this will be the end of the third quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Back after this. At the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Fourth quarter starts. Vikings leading 38-17. It'll be third and 8 for Tiff at our 24-yard line. Blue Devils now going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. I mean left to right. on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. Collier in the shotgun with a running back to his left and trips to the far side of the field. Quickly throws out in the flats. Ball's batted up in the air and it's incomplete. And that'll be fourth down.
Yeah, number one Ford was the intended receiver. Griffin Collier took a big hit on that play. He's got a little limp going on, too. The results of the play are going to be fourth down, and they're definitely going to be going for it here.
Fourth and eight. That stops the clock with 11:55 to go. This is a big, big, big play for our Vikings right here.
Let's go,
I know we've got a 21-point lead. You need to stop Chip right here. Trips to the far, Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side, Collier straight back. There we come. Throws the ball downfield, turns, and we knock it down. Great play out there in the flat spot to intercept the ball, but to knock it down and turn it over on downs.
Yeah, they were going for the home run ball there, throwing it to the end zone. 17, Justin Smith for the Vikings, got his little hand up there and knocked it down. Vikings are going to take over on downs, first and 10 from the 24-yard line.
You sure didn't want to intercept it that deep, and he did the smart thing. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 24 with 11:47 to go. Ball on the near hash mark, and they're going from right to left on your radio dial. Barrett in the shotgun. J.D. Lee to his right as he puts Twins receivers to the visitor side of the field. Jenkins, the man coverage on the near side. Barrett, a quarterback keeper around the right side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and I think he might lose a yard.
They brought a blitz off that left side, and it was perfectly timed as Michael Barrett tried to keep it, able to stop us probably for a one-yard loss. That's exactly where they set it down, second and 11 for the Vikings.
11:28 to go, clock running here in the fourth and final period. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Barrett, the Viking quarterback, tipped in a four-man front. They're showing blitz off the far side. There they come. We give it to Lee right up the middle. A big fullback maybe might get back to the original line of scrimmage, Taylor.
Yeah, Barrett on the keeper decided not to give it to Lee, and a host of Blue Devils there to make the stop. It's going to be third down and long for the Vikings. Got to get it to the 34-yard line for a first down.
Our defense made a great stop. Let's not give them the ball back right now. Let's run some time off this clock. We need a first down.
Yeah, Tiff has shown they can score quick, Wes, in the first half. We want to get as much time off this clock as possible.
Tiff, now looks like they're in a six-man front. We give it to J.D. Lee. Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. And flag, there are not flags, but beanbags are down. And Tiff has recovered at our 14-yard line.
We tried to run a little reverse there. It was busted up by penetration. And J.D. Lee was trying to toss it to... We got another flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be against the Vikings. It's going to be, guy, there's no Tiff County Blue Devils in the area, so it is going to probably be on the Vikings. Let's get on to Marty. Marty, were you able to see anything there, man?
Guys, I didn't see it. I'm hearing something. Somebody said something coming off the field, evidently. I'm not sure who it was on. We'll try to find out, but it's going to be on us. I'm just not sure who or why, but the word I'm getting is somebody said something coming off the field.
Yeah, we tried to run a reverse there, and the pitch back got mishandled, and that's exact unsportsmanlike conduct. It's going to be half the distance to the goal, so after the turnover, we're going to give them great field position.
First and goal from the 7 with 10:27 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 38-17, and our defense, which has played so valiantly here in the third period, is now back out on the field again. Collier in the shotgun. He calls for the football. He drops straight back. There we come. We got a hand on him, and he says, We intercepted. Off to the races. We intercepted. And they trip us up and tackle us from behind.
Yeah, they were throwing the screen, bringing the blitz. Number 42 for the Vikings, Jahari Boone, was in the right place at the right time. We intercepted. And that little man was taking it to the house, but he got caught down from behind. Those legs were moving so fast, just couldn't get away from that defender, though.
I will tell you what, but he was trying. It looked like he just threw it right to him. I thought he was trying to throw it in the ground because we came on a jailhouse break. He returned it 57 yards down to the tip, 34-yard line.
Yeah, they were trying to set a screen up, and he was falling back. I think he kind of...
He was looked like he was trying to throw it away.
Yeah, just throw it at the feet, and Jahari Boone was right there into his breadbasket and hit him in stride running the opposite direction.
We're quickly trying to get people out on the field. Play clock at 16, not down to 15. Barrett tells everybody what to do. Clock at 7, 6. Takes a snap. Gives it to Tisdale up the middle. And Tisdale will pick up about 2, maybe 3 yards.
Yeah, a little bit of miscommunication there by the Viking offense. And they were able to get the snap off. They handed it right to Tisdale up the gut. Got to have a big dose of running here, I would expect.
2nd and 9. Ball at the 33-yard line. Up tipped. We're on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Michael Barrett looks to the sidelines. They're telling him to watch the clock. Tiff showing blitz off the home side of the field. That's 21. Now they come creeping up in the line. Now they back out, put a man in motion towards us, take the snap, and fakes it and keeps the ball, and Michael Barrett still on his feet. Up the middle he goes, off to the races, into the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Barrett.
Quarterback draw the whole way. Michael Barrett, 33 yards. Fake the pitch to the guy in motion. And we got another flag on the play. Yeah, we got another flag on the play. It's going to be probably another unsportsmanlike conduct after the touchdown.
Guys, again, I called before the game, Michael Barrett, one of our Deloge Body Works impact players. I said he'd make an impact on this game with his feet, and there he is again with a great touchdown run.
I would imagine... They just went over to talk to Coach Anders. I imagine he'll want to take that penalty on the kickoff. Unsportsmanlike against our Vikings.
Michael Barrett, Marty, 13 rushes for 126 yards. 2 touchdowns rushing.
Dagan Anderson. Up over the ball. Chris Foster to hold. Colton Broom. There's the ball. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box, that 15-yard unsportsmanlike assessed on the kickoff. We'll kick from our 25. We'll have the wind kind of at our back.
They said, Marty said he thinks somebody took their helmet off on the field of play, so that's what we think the call was on the unsportsmanlike.
Vikings lead 45-17 with 9:19 to go here in the ball game. Follows. Nice high, high kick. They'll take it at the 12, across the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35 to the sidelines. Runs right into the teeth of that Viking kickoff team all the way out to the 46-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 2 plays, went 34 yards. Michael Barrett ran 33 yards for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked a PAT to make it 45-17 Vikings with 9:09 left in the fourth quarter.
And Tiff Ludevil will take over 1st and 10 at their 46-yard line. Like I say, 9 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead by 28, but this Tiff offense is very scary.
Yeah, they had the ball right there with a chance to cut the lead pretty tight and turn the ball over. We flipped the field and scored quick. See, we got to hold them right here.
Collier looking. So a little tunnel screen underneath. We read it, and that will actually lose yardage all the way back to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, tunnel screen over there has worked for them a good bit tonight. Viking defense on that far side, having nothing of it, flying around tonight. The second half, this defense has come out on a mission tonight, Wes. Flying to the ball, group tackling. Yeah, got to keep it up.
There's a snap. Throws across the middle. Catch made at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, Cobb there on the reception. A little quick in route. Catch is made. Give him a more manageable third down.
Third and about 6. They got to get down to the 44-yard line. Our 44. They're just across their 49. We're in a three-man front. Collier waiting on the football. Drops back. Looking. Throws way downfield. Got a man open. And the catch is made down the sideline somewhere around the five. They're going to mark him down at the two.
Yeah, their slot receiver kind of stutter-stepped, though, before it was snapped. Kind of messed up all the timing. But they throw one deep there. Make the catch inside the five-yard line. They're going to set it down on the three-yard line. Tiff Blue Devils have first and goal from the three.
.746 to go here in the ball game. Tift trying to cut into this lead. It's first and goal. There's a snap. Britton Jones around the left side. And official signals touchdown.
Yeah, run a jet sweep to the far side of the field. Weren't able to stretch it out enough. They're going to get in the end zone. That reception on the previous play, 48 yards, set them up for that three-yard touchdown run. So the Blue Devils cut into this lead, and I think we're going to get our hands team ready here.
Yep, because I think they would be coming out to try that onside kick. Tipped on to attempt the extra point. They're waiting on another person to get on the field. There comes another Blue Devil. Hey, we jump.
Yeah, going to be offsides on the defense.
Move it half the distance, or you just leave it right there?
I just saw Coach over on the far side decline the penalty.
You're not usually going to gain much on that. Moving it a yard and a half.
Guys, we've been keeping count down here on the sidelines. There's eight times that their offensive lineman has rocked and leaning back, and they have yet to call a false start.
Thank you, Marty. That equipment parts supply sideline update. Now tip to attempt the extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Tift has just cut it to 21, 45 to 24 with 7:29 to go here in the ballgame. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was four plays, went 54 yards. Britton Jones ran 3 yards for the touchdown. Fernando Ramirez kicked the PAT to make it 45-24 Vikings with 7:29 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
We just called timeout. We saw them come out onto the field, didn't like what they came out in, and decided to call timeout, bring our hands team out.
We needed to, because what do you have to lose? You're still down by 21. You've got 7:29 to go in a ball game.
And Tift has been doing this all night. They bunch up their kickoff unit. They look over to the sideline, get the signal, and then they all spread out. So going to be hard to tell.
Saw a college game last weekend where they did that. The ball kicked, bounced high. The kick returner caught it and was down the field before anybody realized he had the football. Waiting on the Ramirez to approach the ball.
He's taking his normal steps back, so we send our receivers back deep.
And he does squib it. We pick it up and fall on it right out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they backed up like they were going to do a normal kickoff and kind of duck hooked it in golf, like we'd say, over to the visitor side of the field. Brenton E. Carter right there to make the reception. Vikings are going to take over first and 10 from the 40.
Duck hook?
Yeah, a little squib duck hook.
Yeah, you never had. I guess it must be somebody you play with because you never hit it like that.
I've been known to hit it left a time or two.
Guys, give you a heads up. Get out your roster. We got a lot of substitutions coming in here. A lot of guys getting some varsity action here, get some experience. They got Barrett in the offensive line, J.D. Lee, but we got new receivers and a few new linemen in the game, guys.
Dexter Smith checks in at wide receiver. Also, Miko Washington checks in at the receiver spot, and number 14, Jalen Smith, at the receiver as well.
Barrett in the shotgun. They're in a five-man front. Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. A tip recovers at our 42-yard, 41-yard line.
Yeah, we handed it off to J.D. Lee right up the gut. Fumbled it, hit his knee, and bounced about 5 yards forward. So eerily similar to previous games this year, where we start turning the ball over late. Tiff's going to take over first and 10 from the 41-yard line of the Vikings.
This is back-to-back fumbles now. Tiff, first and 10 from our 41-yard line. 7:21 to go here in the contest. This is a very important ball game. The winner of this ball game is guaranteed a playoff spot. We're in a three-man front. Collier for Tiff. Calls for the football. Brings a man in motion towards him. Play action. Keeps, turns, looks downfield. Looking for the home run ball. They push off. And the ball's on the ground. No flag as their receiver pushed off our guy. It's an incomplete pass, though.
Yeah, they're running a double move out there trying to hit us deep quick. Picking on number 17, Justin Smith. And he's coming up a little limpy. So we're going to get a substitute in for him. Got to substitute in quick, guys. Jalen Smith limping off the field. Tavon Kyle checking in for him.
Tavon, normally a wide receiver, checking in at defensive back. Be second and 10 from the 41. Stops the clock with that incomplete pass. Stop the clock with 7:13 to go. Collier for Chip in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Calls for the football. Drops straight back, looks. Throws out in the flats. Catch is made. We've got a man out there. He's by him. Down the sidelines is Brenton Jones, and he'll be run out of bounds around the 27. Picks up the first down. 14-yard pass play from Griffin Collier to Brenton Jones, and that'll put Tiff down close to that red zone as they're down at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, they check down to the receiver. Running back in the flats. Had a linebacker on him. He made him miss and got upfield for the first down.
6:57 to go here in the ball game. We lead 45-24. Brenton Jones in the backfield. He's just to the left of Collier, the Tiff quarterback, and they've got trips to the near side. We're in a four-man front. Collier asks for the football as we show blitz. There we come. He throws out, and the flash catch is made and hit immediately, but his forward progress is going to be down to the 19-yard line where it'll be close to a first down.
More importantly, Wes, the clock is still running. Brenton and Carter there on the tackle for the Vikings, but it is stopped short. It's going to be second down, clock running inside 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Second and two. Tiff going from left to right on your radio dial. They give it to Brenton Jones. Jones around the left side gets hit. Slipped by one man. Has the first down now as they run him out of bounds. Down around the 10. Wait a minute. Was it a fumble?
Fumble.
And Vikings have recovered.
Fumble on the play, and Jeff Davis lands on that. Don't see you stripped it. They fumbled over on those sidelines, and Jeff Davis recovered.
Marty Dingo, that equipment part supply sideline update. And Taylor, that was huge.
That was very huge, Wes. They were driving, knocking on the door, really, you know, penetrating us at will there. They put it on the turf, two back-to-back turnovers. 42, Jahari Boone is what he looks like. Initial indication is who stripped that ball. And we've checked back in our starting offense.
Yep, there comes Michael Barrett, Travis Tisdale, Devon Kyle, Tyson Harris. First and 10, Vikings from the 10-yard, from our own 10-yard line. 6:22 to go in the ballgame, leading by 21, 45-24. Barrett asks for the football. Gives it to Tisdale up the middle. He runs behind those big sons of thunder, and he'll pick up a yard up to the 11. It'll be second and 9 from there. More importantly, that clock is running. It'll be under 6 minutes to go when we run our next play.
Yeah, you got to think we're going to try to run the clock, but we need to pick up some first downs here, Wes. We're pinned back deep, and punting tonight, we've only averaged 20 yards on the punt, so we won't be able to flip the field unless we get further up the field. Vikings got second and about 9, maybe 8 to go.
I think they say 8. Barrett looking at a six-man front from Tiff. They've got their ears pinned back. The Blue Devils will be coming after them. He's letting that clock run down. It's inside 9 seconds now. Takes a snap. Again to Tisdale. Tisdale over to the left side. Runs right into those Blue Devils. They were waiting for him. And it will be third down. Little or no gain on that play. It will be third down. We're at 5:20, 5:19. Play clock has not started yet. Looking at a play clock, looking at a game clock. They've now started the play clock at the 5:08 mark, so we can run about 20 seconds off of it. Have it somewhere around 4:40 if he takes it down that low. Yes, he does. He's going to watch it get down inside 10 seconds. Tip in a five-man front. Barrett calls for the football. Again, it is. Nope, he keeps on a quarterback keeper. And it'll be fourth down, and they stop. Tip stops the clock. They use one of their timeouts. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box. 4:42 to go in the ball game. We set the punt. Nice high kick. Not a lot of distance on it. Hits out of the 45. Now takes a Viking bounce across the 50 down to their 45. And that's where Tip will take over. With 4:33 to go in the ball game, they've got one timeout left. And yep, they're 65 yards away from cutting into this 21-point lead.
Tip did burn a timeout there on our fourth down to keep us from running any more time off the clock. So they do have one left. They're going to take over first and 10 on the Viking 45-yard line.
I would look for Tiff to come out and try to start airing this ball out.
They are, and I think we see that too. We got Tavon Kyle still in at DB for us. And our normal DBs, Fred Stewart, Brenton Carter, and Tommy Moore.
Collier, keep Brenton Jones in the backfield. He's got Twins receivers to the near side, Twins to the far side. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him going to Brenton Jones coming out of the backfield. Vikings, three-man front. Play action. He looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by number one into Viking territory. Down to the 39, and they won't tackle him until he gets down to the 35.
Yeah, just ran about a 10 or 15-yard in route. Collier made the easy catch. Tipton hurries to the line of scrimmage. First down, 4:23. Clock will start once the ball's set.
There's a snap. We're moving around on defense. Not set. He looks. Tosses to the – oh, tosses down the field, and they've got a touchdown to Mr. Camden Cobb.
Yeah, that's too quick right there. We got to get some more pressure. We got a
flag on the field right here, guys. I don't know what the call is. We're kind of pointing that it might be either a motion or set penalty. I don't think everybody was set, so we'll see.
And illegal shift against Tift.
That's huge. Negates the touchdown there. 35-yard touchdown pass by Tifton. Going to back him up, and our defense
wasn't set. We were still moving around when the ball was snapped. But they came quickly to the line of scrimmage. And that'll take it back to the 40. Make it first and 15. Coach Andrews wanting an explanation on that. If his name sounds familiar, he was defensive coordinator at Valdosta State for many years under Chris Hatcher. Went with him to Murray State, then left Murray State and came to Tift as their head coach. 4:14 to go here in the ball game. 45-24, our Vikings lead. It'll be a first and 15 for Tift. Clock will start on the snap. Play action again. There we come. We get a hand on him, and he has to throw it away. And that's all that Griffin Collier can do.
Corner blitz there by Fred Stewart. We're trying to get pressure on him because when we get pressure to him, he has to make decisions quick. Saw the pressure coming, threw it out in the flats, out of the reach, number three. That's Jones, the running back, second and 15 for the Blue Devils.
Stops the clock with 4:10 to go. Blue Devils only have one timeout. Griffin Collier and the shotgun. He's just a junior. Drops straight back, looking. There we come. Jailhouse break across the middle. Catch is made, and there's going to be a flag on the far side of the field, but the catch was made at the 31-yard line. That stopped the clock. What do you think?
Cobb for them caught that ball, but it's going to be short of the first down. Penalty markers on the far side of the field.
Now, this is an interesting call. I don't know if it's going to be defensive holding or what, but as the ball was thrown, The receiver had broken back to the line of scrimmage, and there was a 10-yard separation between him and the corner. So it had to have been before the ball was thrown. So I'm anxious to see what it is. It must be a defensive holding or something here.
Yeah, they're pointing towards Tiff County, Marty. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, okay, well,
thank you
something for that. On them, but it was something before the ball was thrown. So
can't see the officials. He steps out. Holding against the Vikings.
Oh. They'll take the result of the play. So it was against the Vikings, even though the official originally stepped it off against the Blue Devils. Going to bring up second down in about six.
From the 30-yard line. 4:03 to go. That clock will... The clock starts on the snap. Looks, he throws toward the end zone. High ball, and it's knocked down. It was a high, high ball, and their receiver went up, and bless his heart, he got caught between two Viking defenders.
Guys, somebody we haven't said much tonight, but one of our 12th men on defense there, Austin Robinson, came in there and made a great play just then. Him and Tamir Moore converged on the receiver, but good job there by Austin Robinson, who's in the game right now at safety.
Marty Rogers, good eyes for bringing that equipment parts supply sideline update to us. 3:57 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 45-24. One timeout left for the Blue Devils. It's going to be third and five from the 30. We're in a five-man front. There we come after the quarterback. He throws out in the flats. Was the catch made? No! The official steps over and said he was juggling the ball when he went out of bounds. Incomplete. Stops the clock at 3:52, and this will be fourth and five.
The catch was enough for the first down by plenty, but as he went to the ground on the far side, over by the sideline, he was bobbling it, and it brings up fourth down.
Collier looks to the sidelines, gets the play. 3:52 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 45-24. One timeout for the Blue Devils. They're on the far hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings in a four-man front. Collier, pump fakes, looks, those across the middle, catch made for the first down, and did he drop it? No, he said incomplete. I thought he made the catch and then dropped it after he started running. The official says no, incomplete pass. Either way, it's going to be Vikings football, and we're going to get it at the 30 rather than at the 25.
Yeah, I like it. Griffin Collier took a big hit right there as he threw the ball. But results of the play, Vikings going to be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Again, Tift only has one timeout.
3:46 to go here in the ball game.
Going the wrong way.
Tift bringing in some defensive linemen now. Barrett brings the play in from the sideline. Play clock down to 15 seconds. That old Kansas City-style huddle that the Chiefs made popular. Here come the Sons of Thunder up over the football. We're down to 7 seconds. Six on the play clock. We're in that T. Power football now. Over the right side, over the left side, and we get about 5-6 yards as we run that power play, what we used to call that 33 power play.
Yeah, Tyson Harris there on that same play. We scored twice inside the 2 or 3 yard line. Ball is placed down on the 35 yard line.
It'll be second and five from the 35. We'll be inside 3 minutes to go when the ball is snapped this time.
Second.
Right at 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, second line to gain is the 40. 3:07 to go in the ball game. They're back to that same set, Wes.
New look. I mean, that T formation. And we get hit as we cross the line of scrimmage. Only pick up a couple of yards this time up to the 36. It'll be third and four from the 36. We could be somewhere around 220 or 215 when the ball has to be snapped this time. Third and four, we need to get to the 40.
Michael Barrett coming over to the sideline, getting the play from Coach Mack the last two plays here. Runs back, we are huddling up.
If this score stands, Vikings will pick up their first region win of the year. More importantly, secured themselves a spot in the 7A playoffs. Again, power T formation. This will be fourth down. We pick up, get back to the line of scrimmage. And there's a timeout on the field. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium, West James, along with Taylor Biddle. Taylor, got a final over there in Colquitt. Colquitt has beat Camden 56-10.
And it looks like we come out and take a timeout as well right after that. We're going to keep it right here. Cleveland, I think, is 2-0 in the top of the eighth.
And Coffey beat Houston County 42-35.
Okay.
That's kind of a big news right there, because Houston was ranked as high as number one earlier, weren't they?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. Here, it's 45-24, 2:09 left in the ball game. Fourth down for the Vikings. We're going to have to punt, but I tell you what, we're going to have to bow up here defensively.
Well, the good thing is we've got the wind at our back. We're punting. They send number 12, Cam Cobb, back deep to receive. We punted three times for only 27 yards, though. We need one of those patented Tyler Shaw punts right here. I mean, Tyson Shaw punts.
There it is.
Get a high one. Hits at the 30. Bounces across the 25 and a roll out of bounds at the 21-yard line. That's where Tiff will take over with exactly 2 minutes and no timeouts.
Yeah, we got to stop him here. Don't let him get up the field. Ball is placed down on the 21-yard line. That's where Tiff's going to take over, first and 10.
Don't forget, the Lions High Coaches Show at the Mill this Tuesday night. Coach will be talking about this game and the upcoming game with Camden County that will be here, our last regular season home game. And that will be next week.
I would think we check Xavier Jenkins in. Tavon Kyle, we got DBs back about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage, so we're expecting the big pass play. Still got to put pressure up front.
Collier gives it to number 6 around the left side, like he's going to throw the ball, runs right into some Vikings after he picks up about 4 yards in on the tackle, number 10, Jeffrey Davis.
It's a new running back for them, Jacorian Jones, junior running back. Able to get penetration on that speed sweep. Picks up about 5, maybe 6 on the play. 137. Looks like coach is going to just be okay with running the clock out here.
Collier in the shotgun for the Blue Devils. Looks at our three-man front. Calls for the ball. Again to Jones. I mean, in number 6, Jakar and Jones. And Jones over the left side. Picks up the first down. And looks pretty good as we had clock stops at a minute 17 until we reset, until we get the chains reset, and the clock will start again. And he winds the clock.
Yeah, the last couple of possessions, we've hit the, Griffin Collier pretty hard as he threw the ball. Run three consecutive run plays. It's like coach is protecting his quarterback.
Jones, again with the carry over the right side, gets to the back to the line of scrimmage. We're inside 1 minute to go. Vikings leading 45-24. We'll have to run at least one more play. Or Tiff will have to run one more play. They're just content now just to feed the ball to their running back. Again to 27 around the left side. He gets hit. Tries to get out of bounds. Does he? I guess he does.
Yeah, Mike Jones. They've got a lot of Joneses at running back. Brenton Jones, Jakarian Jones, Mike Jones, all running back. He gets the first down, ball out across the 42-yard line for Tipton. And 27 seconds left to go in the ball game. Probably the last play of the game here.
Collier in the shotgun. Ball all the way out, like I say, to the 42. Takes the snap. Gives it to 27 right up the middle. And Mike Jones, I know we got a little extracurricular activity, but the officials quickly step in. Down to 11 seconds, 10. That was the final play of the ball game. Vikings will win 45-24. We'll take a 4-minute break. We'll be right back after this.
I thought it was.
Go straight down.
Welcome back to the Cass Burks post-game report. Let's go down to the field with Marty Rogers.
Guys, I'm here with the victorious coach, Randy McPherson. Coach, congratulations on the victory.
You just told your team you're proud of your boys. Total team effort and got that first region game. How important was this win?
It's big. Great start, you know. Great start. It's a really good game, you know. I thought we played good. I thought Tiff County played good, you know. They got a good team. And it was just a good night for our region.
Absolutely. And, of course, Coach, your offense tonight puts up 45 points yet again. It's about their season average. Michael Barrett throws for over 300 and rushes for over 100 again. Your offensive line, I think he was not sacked all night long. Talk to us about the play of this offense and just how good are they?
Well, they're definitely getting better. They're executing good. Barrett, again, I say the same thing every week, but he's, you know, he's more comfortable under center every time he comes out. You know, the receivers did a good job. You mentioned the O-line. He had plenty of time. And we made some good plays now. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm proud of the kids.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you flip over to the other side of the ball. Your defense, once again, two games in a row, your defense comes out and shuts out the other team in the third quarter. Coach, you said last time you didn't make any adjustments. They just played hard. But what is your second half, especially your third quarter? What's your secret to success there, Coach?
You know, we got good coaches and we got good players. You know, our defense took a step forward tonight. They got some weapons over there. A quarterback is an outstanding quarterback. All the receivers were good, you know. Offensive skill, I thought, was pretty even tonight, you know. Defensively, we made some really, really key plays when we needed to. And that, you know, I know 24 points might sound like a lot of points to give up, but they got a heck of an offense now. I mean, they got a quarterback that's in the top, what, four or five in the state passing. I'm very proud of our team, offense, defense, and special teams.
Coach, as you should be, congratulations on the victory. Good luck next week.
Marty, I know you got some players down there as well. We'll get them as well. I want to thank Deloach Body Works for these coaches' interviews, and we do have the players. We'll get them here in just a moment as Marty's trotting across the field.
Hey, guys, I'm over here with a winning quarterback, Mr. Michael Barrett, over here giving some high fives to his family and friends over here. Michael, two games in a row you've had over 300 yards passing and 100 yards plus rushing. How good does that feel?
It feels great. You know, we have a paper every day to tell us what we got going on for the week. And every week I try to get 350 yards, and that's my goal.
Absolutely. Of course, the biggest goal is get the win. You got that tonight. 45 points yet again. Your team obviously did great. Talk to us a little bit about the play of the offensive line. Daniel Corbett and, of course, Tucker Barnes and Jalen Goss and Kendrick Gray and Hunter Finley. Those guys are doing a great job for you up front. I don't think you were sacked tonight. Talk to us about their play.
Oh, it was great. You know, that's where it starts at. That's where it all starts at the O-line. Without an O-line, you really can't get nothing going. They open up holes for the linebackers, for the running backs. Give me time in the pocket, and, you know, that's where it starts. We need him.
I got to call you out. You said you slipped up and said linebacker there. You were resorting to last year a little bit. Total athlete here, does a little bit of it all. But speaking of linebackers, we're standing here with a very good one, Mr. Jeff Davison. Of course, also Tymir Moore, who came in tonight. Didn't get to start tonight, but jumped in there tonight, played a great game. Kept them off the board the whole third quarter, guys. Talk to us. I asked Coach Mack, what is the secret there at halftime? That's 2 weeks in a row y'all hadn't allowed a point in the third quarter.
I mean, we've been disappointing our coaches during the first half, these past 2 weeks. And we've been having to step it up and play, come back and play. So we just decided to come out and play hard. And from now on, we got to start hard in the first quarter.
Absolutely. And, of course, Tymir, the 10th in offense, Coach Mack said it over and over. Great quarterback, great receivers. That was a dynamic offense tonight. No 24 points is a lot, but we gave up the late touchdown there after a fumble. Talk to us about the play of the defense tonight, trying to keep them at bay.
You know, when we went into halftime, we weren't satisfied with our play. We was making mental mistakes. And so, you know, Jeff Davis and a couple more of our seniors got us in the locker room, you know, gave us a talk. You know, it's all about leadership around here, man. And these guys, they have our back and we have their back, man. It's all about the senior leadership.
I love that. Every time I talk to you guys, that's what it's always about, is each other, is the leadership, the family environment. Just how close is this football team, Jeff?
It's real close. We hang out on the weekends. We hang out after school. We just like basically a family. We all brothers.
Well, I know we've got 7 in a row, and I know y'all want to make it 2 more and going into the playoffs. But this win tonight gets us in the playoffs. Good luck next week. Practice hard. We'll see y'all against Camden. Good job, guys.
All right, Marty,
Thank you for that Deloach Body Works players interview to end the game. We're going to take a 3-minute break here. When we come back, we'll wrap it up for you here. Vikings are victorious tonight, and we'll be right back after this 3-minute break. In first. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. The game is final, 45-24. The Vikings victorious over the Blue Devils of Tift County High School. As was a great game, first region game, so that's out of the way. We got Camden County coming in next week, and we'll get ready for that this week. Want to remind you, Tuesday night, the Lions Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do it live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. That'll be at 7 o'clock, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. I highly recommend get out there and see it live. It's a lot of fun. Let's go down to the field. Marty, what's your final thoughts tonight?
Guys, a great night. Get our first region victory. 1-0 in the region. That's what really matters. Especially when you only have 3 region games. So great job by our Vikings tonight. I'm extremely proud of the way they came out and played. That's, of course, 2 games in a row. We take a slim lead in the half, come out and just dominate second half. I had a chance to talk with Coach Shores and said, Coach, when are we going to try to play like that in the first half? And he said, he sure wish we could, but certainly a great job tonight. I don't think we can state enough how good the offensive line played. Palmer Henderson back, of course, certainly helped. Danny Corbett, Hunter Finley, Tucker Barnes, Kendrick Gray, even Jalen Goss got in some. And those guys just did a phenomenal, phenomenal job, and you got to tip your hat to them. Michael Barrett wasn't sacked. He had time. The Tavon Kyle touchdown, I think Taylor talked about it. He had plenty of time. So great job by our offensive line. We don't highlight those guys enough. And then, of course, we got weapons everywhere. Good job by them. And then good job by the defense second half. I think Devon Holmes, Jeff Davis, some of the guys stepped up and really played well there in the third quarter to kind of take the lead and the momentum. And, great night for our Vikings. We need to come back and have another one next week. And, guys, I just want to say also thank you to you guys. I was going out of town yet again, working from a hurricane all week. Y'all helped me with preparation, helped me get ready tonight. But I got to say, I added my only little thing I added was Michael Barrett's feet, and he did a great job rushing the football tonight. So maybe I just don't prepare every week and let you guys just set me up. But
yeah.
Great job by the Viking radio crew. Y'all appreciate everything y'all do. Great job. But it was a good night for the Vikings. I'm going to leave with one last thing. The number one Viking fan here wants to say something.
Go Vikings!
And he's loud like his dad.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Marty. Final thoughts, Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, I need to start going before Marty because he says everything I want to say. Offensive line played great. I think the defensive line is where we won the ball game up front in the third quarter. We pressured Griffin Collier so much that we got him off kilter, and that's when we really started dominating defensively. Anytime you have 481 yards of offense, I don't know what to say. I mean, Michael Barrett accounted for a whole lot of that, over 300 yards passing and over 100 yards rushing. So 511 is what I'm being told is the actual yardage. So Michael Barrett did a great job tonight. Receiving core did a good job as well. I think the coaching staff made some good adjustments. You know, in the past we've talked about the adjustments being made. We're making adjustments at halftime, guys. We're able to score quick. There's not a shootout that I don't think we can handle. Now, I know we're going to get into some more later in the year with Camden and Colquitt, but we're able to score quick with people, and good job tonight by the Viking offense, and even better job tonight by the Viking defense.
You're exactly right. How about you, big guy? What you got final thoughts there, Wes?
Well, I wish I had about 15 or 20 people standing around here so they could tell you what I told them. I said the first half's going to be a ball game.
Yep.
Second half, it's all over. It's all over and done with. The Vikings will walk away with it, and that's what I've said all week long. That's what happened because we just got a lot of talent on this football team, and the last few weeks, David Shores has shown that give him a half, he'll go in and make adjustments to stop whatever they're doing in the second half, and we did it again. We did exactly what we needed to do. You've assured yourself of at least being in the playoffs, a win next week. You're assured of having a home game because you'll finish second. You'll finish at least second if you can beat Camden here next week. And one step at a time. One step. You got yourselves in the playoffs. Next week you can play for the right to have a home game in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. As the Vikings are victorious here tonight, 45-24
over the Blue Devils of Tift County High School. And we're going to wrap it up tonight, get everything ready. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That's every Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. And we'll be, have it right here for you on 99.5 Kicks Country. Get out there and see it live. It's a lot of fun. Well, I guess that's really all we got to say tonight. Be sure and follow us on Facebook at The Viking Voice, along with The Viking Nation, Larry Godwin. And we'll give you updates throughout the week, and we'll get our impact players out to you by Thursday, so you can find out what we're going to be looking at when we get ready to face the Camden County Blue Wildcats. Wes, that's all I got for tonight for all of us at The Viking Voice. Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Lawan Hayes. It's been produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lounge County.